The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Welcome to the Kottke Ride Home for July 22nd, 2021. I'm Glenn Fleshman in for Jackson Bird, who is on vacation. Your payments for dog walking and Love Hotel via Venmo are now no longer subject to global scrutiny. Neutron stars have wee tiny mountains smaller than predicted, pool parties by the hour via Swimply, and former Colombian gorillas tour you through the beauty of the jungle they still inhabit. Here are some of the cool things from the news today. Strangers around the world will no longer be able to see who you're paying for dog walking or college fees. Yeah, that's it. Venmo has discontinued its global feed. When the person-to-person mobile payment system started, it predicated itself on social flow. The founders wanted everyone by default to see everyone else's payments to generate a sense of buzz and to give them ideas about what they could use it for. This quickly became unwieldy and awkward. The Venmo apps marked all payments as public by default for a while, so people wound up broadcasting secret love affairs, adultery, and drug deals among all the anodyne and quotidian activities they engaged in. The company wrote in its blog, quote, "Venmo has always been social at its core, designed to be a place where friends can split and share payments and experiences as part of our ongoing efforts to continually evolve the Venmo platform while staying true to the heart of the Venmo experience. We are removing the global feed, and the friends feed is now the only social feed that will appear in the app. The Venmo community has grown to more than 70 million customers, so this change allows customers to connect and share meaningful moments and experiences with the people who matter most." End quote. The subtext could be, "And wow, this really got embarrassing, folks. Did you see how that friend of House Representative Matt Gaetz was paying teenage girls with notes like education and the Love Hotel symbols?" For clarity, Gaetz's friend, former tax collector Joel Greenberg, pleaded guilty recently to 6 charges in federal court that he knowingly solicited and paid a minor for sex. The Venmo transactions were part of the evidence. Gaetz has not yet been charged and has denied all press reports and allegations. Venmo recently also fixed a problem with the friends list. Until now, anyone could see someone else's friends list, even if no transactions were public. This offers both unwanted insight and potential identity theft and fraud openings. Even national security problems, as BuzzFeed reported back in May, quote, "On Friday, following a passing mention in the New York Times that the president had sent his grandchildren money on Venmo, BuzzFeed News searched for the president's account using only a combination of the app's built-in search tool and public friends feature. In the process, BuzzFeed News found nearly a dozen Biden family members and mapped out a social web that encompasses not only the first family, but a wide network of people around them, including the president's children, grandchildren, senior White House officials, and all of their contacts on Venmo." End quote. A few days later, Venmo changed the app and system behavior. As BuzzFeed's follow-up story headline noted, "Venmo will now let you hide your friend list because we found Biden's account." The public nature of Venmo transactions and notes has made it a rampant source of gossip among friends up through celebrity media. Pages and sites are devoted to poking fun at public notes of unknown people and of well-known ones. A New York Times headline read in 2017, "Thanks to Venmo, we now all know how cheap our friends are." BuzzFeed offered a 2018 listicle, 23 petty Venmo requests. Quote, "Friend of a friend Venmo'd me $1.50 for taking one out of their 12-pack of Ozarks water bottles after a long run." End quote. So, while we can no longer hang our lingerie out globally, we can still annoy our friends on Venmo by making payments visible to our list. It's a more select audience. Neutron stars are among the densest objects in the universe. Yet, they have tinier mountains than previously estimated, according to a paper presented this week at the National Astronomy Meeting 2021, presented by the Royal Astronomical Society. Mountains, you say, but tinier than what? And how? Neutron stars are about 14 miles across, or about 20 kilometers, yet have the mass of about 1.4 times our sun. The gravitational pull is 2 billion times stronger than that of Earth. The Guardian newspaper estimated them as, quote, so dense that a teaspoon of neutron star weighs as much as Mount Everest, end quote. Neutron stars can spin as fast as 43,000 rotations per minute, or 700 cycles per second. Neutron stars are one of a few outcomes when a massive star or a white dwarf goes supernova. After a huge outburst of energy, the mass comes rushing back in and may form either a neutron star or a black hole being the only non-theoretical object that's denser than a neutron star. This gives me a chance to drop in my favorite clip from the animated TV series Futurama, though Dr. Farnsworth is referring to dark matter.
You see, Virgon 6 was once filled with the super-dense substance known as dark matter, each pound of which weighs over 10,000 pounds.
A paper by a team of three, led by PhD student Fabian Gittens of the University of Southampton in London, wanted to try to answer a problem in sums not adding up. Prevailing theory indicates that neutron stars should accrete matter over time and start spinning even more quickly, more than 1,000 cycles per second, or 1,000 hertz, and break themselves apart due to centrifugal forces. However, the fastest rate observed is just above 700 hertz. Scientists thought that the release of energy in the form of gravitational radiation would act as a kind of brake, keeping these stars below a destructive spinning rate. But gravitational waves are very hard to detect, and none have been detected from neutron stars yet on their own. Theorized first by Albert Einstein, it took a century before any were detected at all, only in 2016, from two black holes colliding. Only last month, researchers announced that analysis of data from early 2020 from the U.S. Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, detected gravitational radiation from two collisions. The Guardian reported, quote, gravitational waves unleashed by the event suggest that a neutron star, twice as massive as the Sun, fell into a black hole 9 times more massive than the Sun. Moving at the speed of light, these gravitational waves, which squeeze and stretch space-time as they race across the universe, would have taken 900 million years to reach Earth, end quote. Then, just 10 days later, there was another detection. Quote, LIGO and the Virgo gravitational wave detector in Italy recorded a second distinct signal, named GW200115, that was produced when a neutron star 50% more massive than the Sun crashed into a black hole 6 times more massive than the Sun. The event was even more distant than the first, at 1 billion light years away. End quote. This new paper by Gittens and two colleagues used computational modeling to examine the forces on neutron stars and how this would affect what are called mountains, despite their incredibly small scale. Previously, these mountains were estimated to be as tall as a few centimeters, and that the neutron star was always on the point of breaking apart. Gittens et al. Demonstrated through modeling that the scale is likely 100 times smaller, a fraction of a millimeter, making neutron stars nearly perfect spheres. From their paper, quote, the question of the maximum mountain a neutron star crust can support is an interesting problem. Such an estimate provides upper limits on the strength of gravitational wave emission from rotating neutron stars, as well as having implications for the maximum spin frequency limit that these systems can attain, end quote. This can help explain why they don't spin away into pieces and also don't produce more significant gravitational waves that have already been detected. The paper notes, quote, these results show how neutron stars truly are remarkably spherical objects. Additionally, they suggest that observing gravitational waves from rotating neutron stars may be even more challenging than previously thought. End quote. The good news for the advancement of this research is that LIGO and the Italian Virgo detector may be sensitive enough to detect radiation at the far lower scale that's now anticipated.
Imagine if your favorite casino came with an undo button. That's exactly what you get with FanDuel Casino's Play It Again. Get up to $1,000 back if you're down after your first day. Play your favorite table games and hundreds of slots for real cash. And see for yourself why FanDuel Casino is the number one rated online casino app. Explore daily and weekly promotions. Play with live dealers. And if you ever have a question, our best-in-class customer support team is here to help 24/7. Sign up for FanDuel Casino at FanDuel.com/PA3 today and play it again with up to $1,000 back if you're down after your first day. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Must not have previously placed any wager on FanDuel Sportsbook, FanDuel Casino, Betfair Casino, Mohegan Sun Casino, or Stardust Casino. Refund issued as non-withdrawable casino online site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG.
While a boat is a hole in the water into which you throw money, a backyard swimming pool is a much smaller hole into which you throw money and then fill with water. The Wall Street Journal reports that an Airbnb for pools is letting owners rapidly recoup some or all of the expense associated with digging that hole in the first place and maintaining it, especially with rising costs for pool chemicals. An empty nest couple near Portland, Oregon, hadn't used their pool since their daughter moved out 2 years before. From the story, quote, he booked the pool 3 times within the first 2 hours and says he has hosted 2,700 guests in less than a year. Mr. Batan expects to have earned $111,000 by the end of summer, which would just cover the $110,000 he and his wife spent on the custom-built pool 8 years ago, end quote. Now, I will point out that doesn't include expenses and inflation and depreciation, but we'll give the Wall Street Journal some slack. The site that handles booking is called Swimply. I guess it would repay you Wednesday for a pool rental today, and lists 13,000 pools for rent across 125 markets. It started up in early 2020. Horrible timing at first, surely, but then excellent. It's made 122,000 bookings since the pandemic started. The cost-to-benefit ratio is kind of fabulous for both sides of the equation. Most hosts charge $35 to $50 an hour, or higher rates for larger groups. And the company says the average return is $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Now, they do have to work for that money. Quote, it's not a party for the pool owners. Rather, hosting is an amazing amount of work, Mr. Batan said. Most days he wakes up at 5 a.m. to skim the water of leaves. His wife cleans the pool house bathroom and lays out rows of pool toys before each booking. End quote. Bookings include $10,000 in property insurance and a $1 million liability policy for the host, who must have their pools inspected for hygiene and safety. The company either has a solid PR department or it's cashing in on the interest generated by successive heat waves and people in each market renting their pools, spreading the word. You can find coverage all over local television stations and newspapers around the country. The Oklahoman reported just a few days ago on the popularity of the service in Oklahoma City, quoting founder Boonim Laskin, quote, most of Simply's growth in Oklahoma City is new. 98% of reservations in OKC occurred between May 1st, 2021 and July 12th, 2021. We see a similar growth in the Tulsa area, end quote. You can find similar stories all over. The so-called sharing economy can often be full of inequities and squeezes, but this pool renting arrangement seems like it supplements and takes the pressure off public pools, many of which were closed for part or all of 2020 due to the risk of COVID spreading. $35 an hour or more is definitely a middle-class pleasure, but it's not a per se luxury. I mean, you've seen what movie tickets cost these days when we go back to movie theaters. It's comparable in terms of entertainment value and cost. And it seems to help homeowners, too. From the Oklahoman, quote, when they bought their home in 2019, it was condemned, said Chris Clark, a technician with the Oklahoma City Streetcar. The pool was shot. He said it cost $20,000 to repair it alone. They imagined another expensive repair job in 15 or 20 years. Quote, we enjoy it, but we were thinking about how to pay for it, he said, while allowing others to enjoy it, too. Not just him and his wife, their daughter, 9-year-old Lyric, and son Anais, 8. Tiny son Aiden, just 32 days old, will be a swimmer someday, end quote. They've made $1,000 before expenses so far this summer. One of the sticking points with a rental may be bathroom access. Not all hosts have the luxury of a pool house, particularly one with a bathroom or a bathroom in their house they want to provide access to. You can filter when you're searching for rentals for those that have facilities, and most pool rentals do seem to offer them in the areas I checked. Remember, kids, the pool water changes color if you pee in the pool. Or does it? From ThoughtBrain, quote, though there is no such thing as a urine-detecting dye, you can purchase signs that prey upon the misconception that a urine indicator exists. The signs, which warn the pool is being monitored with a chemical wee alert, are believed to be an effective deterrent against urination in a pool, particularly with adult swimmers. End quote. Enjoy!
All kids out of the pool for adult swim. All kids out!
If a dip in a stranger's pool doesn't appeal, how about an eco-tour of the Colombian jungle, led by a member of the former Marxist rebel group Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias de Colombia, or FARC? From NPR, quote, Felix Sanabria, a former FARC guerrilla who heads the agency, says the rebels saw the region's ravines and river valleys as hiding places and perilous obstacles that had to be crossed while carrying rifles and backpacks filled with 70 pounds of ammunition and gear. Quote, the truth is, I never imagined that this would become a tourist attraction, he says, smiling. End quote. Probably because, quote, then too, there was FARC's fearsome reputation. The guerrillas funded their war by trafficking cocaine, extorting businesses, and kidnapping civilians. Their abductees were sometimes chained up in the jungle for years until their families forked over large ransom payments, end quote. The transportation and accommodations are Spartan, but people are eager for these tours. Partly, it seems, to talk to the former guerrillas and understand them better. The NPR reporter was on the tour, not reporting remotely, and noted this amazing exchange. Quote, at night, we sit around a campfire as Marco Alves, a former FARC commander, fields our questions about the war. Bogota high school student Manuela Jimenez asks, why did the FARC kidnap so many people? Rather than explaining, Alves suddenly tears up and apologizes and asks our forgiveness for the abuses the rebels committed during the war. Under the peace process, former rebels have been carrying out similar acts of atonement with war victims throughout Colombia. End quote. The student later told the reporter, quote, I don't think they can make up exactly, but I think if they continue to do this tourism, that it's really nice. They want to share paradises that have never been seen because of war, end quote. As the Daily Beast wrote in 2018, when these tours were still starting up, quote, for those who have been to Belfast, it is more like the peace tours that former combatants from both sides of the political divide give around their divided city. It's like going to a museum that is still in the making, learning about a group whose troubled past is so fresh in the memory, the history is still being written, end quote. An unexpected outcome from a long-running conflict, flowers bloom where battles once raged. That's it for today. This show was produced by Ride Home Media and Kotke.org. I'm Glenn Fleischman. I will be in your ears again tomorrow, Friday, and then Jackson Bird will return from his vacation on Monday. I've had a great time telling stories the last couple of weeks. Hope that I have not tried your patience, and look forward to listening to Jackson on his return. I'll be with you again tomorrow.